And now it's time for the show you've been waiting for all week long. It's time to get out and about with Elaine LaRoche. And now, without further ado, here's Elaine.
Oh my God. Every week we get so pumped up, and that's what it's all about. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Okay. How are you, Elaine?
Oh, man. I was like 11 years old last night with us thunder and lightning storms coming around. Did you lose power at all down in East Greenwich?
No, I did not. It was funny because I was, right when the storm started, I was in downtown Providence and I saw lightning flash and hitting, looking like it was hitting tops of the skyscrapers and the flagpole on the city hall. But, and then when I got into the town of East Greenwich, there was this big dark cloud. It looked like a circle over the town. It looked like a tornado could have been forming.
Well, they were saying stuff like that. And I was getting flood warning alerts on my cell phone all afternoon and last night. I was over at my sister's house, and because my other sister is actually leaving to go back to Virginia, which leads me into my road trip with my family, my siblings. You know, back in the day when we all got in the car, the family car, and we did road trips on Sundays and all that stuff, and all the fighting that occurred during that time. Well, when you get to be an adult, it's different. It really is different. So, but the competition never stopped, I found out. And I learned a lot about myself, you know, like, don't vary off the path, you know, because things could happen. So I wanted to tell folks about my wonderful trip to Virginia. We were surprising my younger sister with a birthday party. And so I am, you know, I would like to think that I'm the leader of our family group. I put together all our socials, our breakfasts, our dinners at Twin Oaks. I'm the social director, I should say, of my family. So I said to my brother, what time are you leaving? I said, because I'm leaving at 3 a.m. He said, I'm leaving at 5 a.m. And my sister Diane and her husband were leaving at 6 p.m. Now, why didn't we go, you know, back to go down there all together? Because we all had different kinds of things that we had to do before the day before we had to leave. So I get up and I'm on the road at 3 a.m. I gassed up. I'm ready to go. And my daughter, who all of you know is Kelly Bates from Channel 10, meteorologist, told me to be careful in Connecticut because there was fog rolling in and it's rain all the way down the coast. And unfortunately, she was right. So I had to pull off at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning in Connecticut because it was so thick you couldn't see in front of you. And that is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Especially with 18 wheelers coming by and everything. It was quite intense. So, so I get through Connecticut and I pull off. There's the last rest up before you go into New York. And I was trying to get on the Tappan Zee Bridge, but I was in the wrong lane. I was in the fast lane. And unfortunately, when you go through Connecticut, like White Plains, Tappan Zee Bridge, exit comes up real fast, and I couldn't get on it. So I'm meandering through New York City and the George Washington Bridge, and then I get on the New Jersey Turnpike, and off I go. So I text my brother, hey, where are you? You know, I'm down here. And then he calls me and he said, well, we're just going through Connecticut. And I said, well, if you go through, and I was telling him the spots, the trouble spots and lots of construction in Connecticut, just to be aware. So he said, okay, no problem. I said, well, if you're not that far behind me, like an hour or so, catch up to me and I'll pull off and, you know, I'll wait for you. He said, no, just keep going. He said, I'll find you. I said, okay, no problem. So New Jersey Turnpike, you know, I have a easy pass, so going down the highway, you know, I'm pulling off, I'm asking, where are you? And he said, oh, no, we're way behind you. So that was okay. And my sister Diane just got into Connecticut with her husband, and we were telling them about the construction and what to avoid and, you know, stay in the easy pass lanes because the others are back-to-back traffic. So we're all riding down together. We're all riding, you know, in probably about 2 hours behind each other. And so I get into Maryland, and my brother calls, and he said, oh, my God, are you hitting traffic? And I go, yeah, it's back-to-back. And so we fought traffic from all of Maryland, most of Virginia. So we get on Richmond, Richmond, Virginia 64. Yeah. And I look on a map because my dad showed me how to read maps. And I went to AAA. Even though we have a GPS, I always like the map. And I'm glad I did. I said to my brother, I called him up. I said, hey, look, I pulled off the highway. I said, there's Route 17. I'm going to get off 95 and I'm going to go on Route 17. It takes me right into Yorktown, Virginia. Mm. And I text my niece who lives there, and she said, yeah, 17 will take you down there. I said, because I got to get off 95. This traffic is horrific. And when I say horrific, 45 minutes to go 1 mile.
Wow.
After being on the road from 3 a.m. to now. And it
that,
was
that must have chewed up a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah, it did. So I did. I went on 17. You know, GPS guided me. You know, it said, okay, go down, you know, 17 north. Get on it. I unplugged the GPS. I put my phone charger in because now my phone is, you know, almost dead. So I'm riding around 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I come up, and I'm zipping by. I get gas. I get on the road again, and I notice a sign that said Route 1. And I looked at my – I'm looking at it. I'm going, Route 1? Where's Route 17? I plug in my GPS now, and it says recalculating. You know, 95 is like 15 miles away. I had gone off track. So I call my brother. I go, you're not going to believe. I said, where are you? He said, oh, we're on, you know, we're down here in 64. You got to get back on, you know, you got to get back on track. And he's laughing. He says, you should have stayed on 95 like I said. I said, well, look, buddy. I said, this is a competition, right? And we're going to find out who gets to their hotels first. So he said, I'm going to win. I'm telling you, I'm going to win. I said, no, you're not. And so the sibling rivalry kicked in a little bit, you know, playfully. So I get back on 95. Maybe a half hour later, I get a text from him. And it's a picture of him sitting in his hotel with a warm cookie and a glass of wine, says, we're here. So he beat the competition, hands down. He arrived 12 and a half hours it took him. My brother and my brother-in-law, my sister arrived 13, I think it was 13 hours. And here comes Elaine 15 and a half hours later. I blew it. And he would never let me, he did not let me forget it. Nor does he ever, because we went to Twin Oaks 2 Fridays ago, and he was busting my chops about that, too. But I checked into a hotel. It used to be the Comfort Inn. Well, they sold it to Red Roof Inn. Hmm. So I booked my room ahead of time, and I got a really great deal, $58. I should have known. He said, my brother said, $58, you should have known it wasn't going to be a great room. I said, listen, I was here for 3 years, because I bring my sister down to Virginia every you know, every August. I said, I had no problem with the rooms. I said, but they changed. And we got into a little bit of a hassle with the manager of the hotel because they wouldn't honor that rate. So I said, well, you know what? You got me kind of over a barrel. I have my, you know, reservation numbers and all that stuff, but I'm going to go. I said, I have to go. I checked in. He gave me the key. He said, it's the second floor. So I go to the elevator. There's a sign on the elevator that says, elevator out of order. So I go back to the desk. I said, I need another room on the first floor, obviously. I said, the elevator's broken. He goes, yes. He said, but you can take the stairs. I go, I'm not taking the stairs after driving 15 and a half hours. I said, and I still have to go out to a birthday party that night. So I said, no. I said, you got to put me on the first floor. So he gave me another key. I went into the room. So now I'm like taking a fast shower. I plugged in my hair, my rollers, my curling iron. And so I'm getting ready to run out to pick up my sister Donna to take her back home. It wasn't her birthday party. It was her granddaughter's. Long story short, I finally get back to the room. So I get out of the shower and I'm drying my hair. Well, I thought I was drying my hair with a towel, and I plug in the hair dryer, and there's no electricity. That plug has no electricity. So I look like Phyllis Diller on a bad day with my hair frizzed out like this. And I go up. I said, there's no electricity in, you know, the bathroom here except for the light. I said, so you know what? I said, when I come back, I said, I'd like another room and with everything working, please. And so I left, picked her up, brought it back home. I said, I'll see you tomorrow morning, because the whole thing was I have to get my sister Donna out of the house, keep her till 1 o'clock, and then bring her over to her surprise party. So that's what we did. So I get back to the room, and it's like, oh my God, it was ridiculous. The soap there, this room was so cheap. I swear to God, and I was telling my brother, because he called me up, he said, are you all right? Where are you? He was checking on me. I said, yeah, I just got back in the room. It was like 10 o'clock at night. And he's laughing. He says, so what happened? And I was telling about the three rooms I had. And he's laughing hysterically. He said, well, you know, we're over in the Hilton. You know, we've got these warm, fuzzy towels. And the soap is so soft. I said, yeah. I said, buddy, I said, I said, my towels are so coarse. I said, not only that, I said, but the soap must have wood chip in it because they scrape the heck out of my arms and everything. So my sister-in-law is hearing the conversation, and she's laughing hysterically. And I said to her, I am not kidding. I said, this is like the cheapest hotel. I said, it's a minus one. I said, matter of fact, it's a minus 10 hotel I stayed in. So I'm trying to make light of the situation and everything, and I was so tired. So I get up the next day, pick up my sister. They have waffle houses down there. They don't have them up here, but they should.
What's a waffle house?
Oh, my God. They make the most bestest, the best waffles ever. They have regular breakfast, too, but they're known for
their waffle.
Their mix, their waffle mix is like, oh, my God, it's just really, it can't be duplicated. It's just really phenomenal. So we start the day off really good. So off we go, and I like to do consignment shopping because you can get some really good deals down there. So off we went. We went here, there, everywhere. There's a Harley Davidson place that I go there every time I'm there. And, you know, just to look around and maybe get a shirt or something. This time I didn't because it was just not in the cards. So so we got lunch, and then my niece is texting me, where are you guys? You know, you can come over now because everybody's here for the party, her surprise party. So I said to my sister, okay, we got to wrap this up. I said, we got to go. I said, Heidi just said that, you know, everybody's, the cookout's starting sooner. And she said, oh, okay, because she, in my sister's mind, we're going over to her fiance's mother's house for a cookout. So that's what we did. So we pull up, and all these cars are in the, all these cars are here. But she doesn't recognize any of them. And my sister Diane's car, my brother's car, they were hidden. So, So we go in and surprise, you know, we had a really nice time and she was blown away. She couldn't believe my sister, my brother, and my brother and his wife were there too. And when we ever told the story, she was laughing so much. It was just a really great time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then we decided after the party that we were going to all go back together. We were all going to do a convoy. So I said, yeah, that'd be great because then this way I'll be able to, you know, get out there and do my thing. So, and I won't get, and my brother said, and you won't get lost. And I said, right. And I know we're up against the break, so I'll just be real quick. So anyway, what happened was my brother-in-law recommended going through the Chesapeake Bay Tunnel. And I'm afraid of, like, going through these big tunnels, these big-ass tunnels. So my brother, my little brother said, I'll drive your car and my wife will drive their car with my younger sister because we brought her back from Virginia. She's up here now. So that's what we did. We did. But I have to say, when we went to the Waffle House the next day to leave, like my siblings, we all got up at 4 a.m. We were at Waffle House at 5 a.m. And my brother comes in. He said, hey, E, because that's what he calls me. He said, here, I've got something for you. And he put down a bar of French Mill soap and Neutrogena. He said, here, you've had a tough time. He said, I think you need this. And I said, French Mill soap? I said, where did you get French Mill soap? And it had such a wonderful, clean fragrance. It was really awesome. But anyway, we all made it back safe and sound 12 and a half hours, only to find out that my niece is actually getting married in November, and none of us are driving down. We're flying down. So I'm going to leave that right there. We're going to take a quick break, and good morning, everyone. And that was my saga of Virginia. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and are unsure of what to do or where to get help, Abundant Hope Pregnancy Resource Center in Attleboro is here for you. We provide lab-quality pregnancy tests and counseling to help you plan for your future. And to those families struggling to take care of their little ones, we offer diapers, wipes, and baby food. Perhaps you are experiencing pain or grief from an abortion. We have a post-abortive healing program to help you resolve those feelings. Our services are always free and confidential. Call us at 508-455-0425.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
On September 27th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., the Mansfield Public Library will host a Social Security workshop presented by Bob Wolf, Executive Director and Financial Advisor of J.P. Morgan Securities in Boston. Bob will educate the group about retirement and Social Security with research backed by J.P. Morgan Chase. His presentations are created to assist attendees in making informed decisions for years to come. To register for the program, contact Amy Rosa at 508-261-7380.
Okay, you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. What a great day today has been. So far, sunny, and Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35. And don't forget, the Farmer's Market is today. And online, we do have Heather, I do believe. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm so glad that you called in because we want to know what's going on at the Farmer's Market today and what vendors do you have?
You don't have enough time in your show. Let's just be honest.
I'm giving you the floor, my dear. Go right ahead.
Thank you. So first and foremost, we have, this is our one of our most popular vendors is Bobby Mack, the knife sharpener. No one knows where to go and get their knife sharpened. And if you're, you know, chopping up your veggies in your kitchen and you have a dull knife, it just makes the work a little more challenging. Come on down, see my friend Bobby. He'll sharpen up your knives. And then all of a sudden, you'll turn into a chef in your very own kitchen. It's phenomenal. We have, we have a couple of different food trucks today. We have Bones Brothers Barbecue. They're so great. He has a 20-foot smoker. He has ribs, brisket, coleslaw, collard greens, homemade baked beans, and he has something called Love in a Cup. It's like a clear solo cup. He starts off with homemade barbecue sauce, pulled pork, baked beans, collard greens, coleslaw, relayers it again. It's kind of like a meat barbecue parfait.
Wow.
Who doesn't like parfait? It's phenomenal. It's so good. You never know what, like, you eat it and you're like, I can't even believe it. And the coolest part is this guy, his name's Todd. He's amazing. He's from the South. He's from Florida. And he's up here until the end of September. His son's having a baby. So he strapped the smoker onto the back of his van and drove up to spend some time with the family before the baby was born. So we've capitalized on his availability and you'll never be disappointed with his food, I'll tell you that. And you can get all of that to go, too. So if you have a cookout to go to later and you want to bring a couple racks of rib and you don't want to make them yourself, go see him. We also have another food truck today. They're called Reds. It's a farm-to-table food truck, and they're out of Providence. So everything that they create it's directly sourced from a farm. So they do a whole bunch. They do breakfast and lunch for us, so you can come on down. Instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting a fake egg sandwich, come to Farmer's Market, get a farm fresh egg on a freshly made English muffin, and enjoy that. Instead, it's better for you, and it's the same price.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. So, and we have a coffee guy. His name's Brian, and he has Borealis Coffee. So really, any kind of breakfast item that you're looking for, we have it at Farmer's Market. So come there for breakfast instead. It's a beautiful this morning before the heat sets in.
Yes. And what other vendors do you have?
So, honestly, the whole reason why we have a Farmer's Market is for farmers to come and sell and bring their produce that they're growing in their farms to you. It is pick of the season right now. We are, it's the tomatoes. I can't even tell you. I got a text message from Joe Cavallo. He's from Norton. He's Cavallo Farms in Norton. I got a text message from him at 9:45 last night with a picture of him with a flashlight on his head because he was out harvesting tomatoes. So he's like,
awesome.
I'm picking and polishing until the wee hours of the morning. So his produce is organically grown. He's not a certified organic. That's a really expensive process to go through, which makes it really challenging. But everything he does, he observes organic policies and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
His tomatoes are unbelievable. He has one that we've renamed. It's called Green Envy. It's kind of like a little cherry tomato, but it's long instead. We call it, it's my favorite tomato, so we call it the Angry Heather. The Angry Heather tomato. I walk around market. Some people get a little weird because I'll have like a container of tomatoes and I share them with people. And, you know, you never really knew. Everyone's so accustomed to one kind of tomato.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different varieties. And it's fun to try them. So if you see me walking around, be like, hey, Heather, can I have one of those? And I'm more than happy to share. We have some kids that are farming over at Wheaton College. So we have the Wheaton kids that come down. They will actually, if you would like to have a raised bed in your yard, they'll come out and build it for you.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
There are lots of people that would like to do that, but they don't really have the time or know exactly what to do. Well, these kids will come out to your house, they'll build your raised bed, and they'll tell you how to grow. And they'll actually help make sure that your pH levels and everything in your soil are where they're supposed to be so that you can have a productive garden. Let's see, who else? Oh, we have, of course, we have Red Harvest. It's Lynn Porto. She's a local resident. She makes jams, jellies, salsa, tomato sauce. And I hooked her up with one of our old dude farmers. His name is Manny Mello. So he's growing all of the ingredients that she needs to make her jams, jellies, and salsas.
Nice.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And she samples those out there, too. I bought a jar of her berry jelly. It's gone. Like, I ate it. Like, I opted, instead of having, like, a regular sandwich for lunch, to have toasted jam because it was just that good all week. Let's see who else. We have... Oh, we have Ryan Callahan coming in. He's an Eagle Scout. He's going to, you know, he's trying to attain his Eagle Scout status.
Mm-hmm.
So he has been with Farmers Market for a couple of weeks. He's collecting school supplies. His goal is to provide and fill 100 backpacks and give them to the St. Vincent de Paul Society so they could distribute those to families in need.
Great.
School supplies are super, super expensive. I know when I go to Staples to pick up school supplies for my kids, it's a $250 debit exchange.
Right.
So whatever we can do to help him reach his goal, but more importantly, help those families get what they need to start the school year off successfully, is that's what our goal is too. We also have the Friends of Capron Park. They're having a big, they have their Passport to Mexico on September 10th.
Oh.
So they're at Farmers Market. You can come down, you can find out about the event, and you can buy your tickets there too. Come down and see them. They're really super excited about being at market, and we're happy to have them. It's a great, you know, we're their neighbors. That's what neighbors helping neighbors. So we're hoping to give them an opportunity to sell some tickets. We also have today the Hebron Food Pantry. The Hebron Food Pantry comes once a month. They make these unbelievable, if you go to the Attleboro Farmers Market Facebook page, you'll see a picture of these. They do two gift baskets.
Oh.
This week, of course, it's back-to-school backpacks. So for a dollar chance, you are entered into a raffle to win these backpacks. But more importantly, that $1 that you donate can buy up to $20 worth of food at the Greater Boston Food Bank.
Wow.
Farmers Market goal is to try and help our neighbors in need, obviously. So we want to pack those shelves mm-hmm. to the best of our ability. So come on down. You can take a chance. They take also non-perishable food donations and personal health care. So, you know, people always go through your cabinets, clean out the pineapple, maybe a couple cans of soup, things like that. But really, you know, if you're buying some, you know, toothbrushes or toothpaste or buy one, get one,
mm-hmm.
the Hebron Food Pantry, they need those kinds of items too. So come on down and support them. We have the Attleboro Historical Society. They have their... every year they make a commemorative ornament as a fundraiser. So they're with us. Evelyn Silva, everybody in Attleboro knows Evelyn. She comes and sits at Farmers Market each week, and they sell their ornaments and kind of give the residents of the city of Attleboro kind of a history lesson. So everyone gets to learn a little bit of something. We also have our new wine vendor. I know I haven't even taken a breath yet.
That's okay. I'm letting you go. This is your time, girl. I told you.
We have a new wine vendor, La Cucina Wine Winery from Franklin, Massachusetts. The gentleman, and his name escapes me. It's off the top of my head right now. He is an award-winning wine master. And honestly, the board of directors of Attleboro Farmers Market has invested a great amount of research in making sure that he actually earns those awards by trying every single kind of wine that he has. My particular favorite, he has a Malbec that was unbelievable. The Riesling, you can come down, talk to them. They actually do a lot of Friday night events at mm-hmm. their winery, so they have live music and wine sampling. So come on down, check them out. Emily Johnson, everybody at Attleboro knows who Emily is. She'll be there today her zinnias.
Yes.
So, yes, she grows these like 18 feet tall zinnias and then makes these wonderful arrangements, you know, out of simple things like soup cans or mason jars or whatever. So she'll be there today selling her zinnias. It's always a treat having her with us. I'm going around the loop. We have maple syrup. So
yes, I bought some of that. Yes.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my God. It's so pure and so delicious. Yes.
You don't need – so it is – it is, I'll be honest. You know, I try not to talk price points, but it is a little bit expensive, but you use so much less because mm-hmm. it goes so much further. And it's not made of high fructose corn syrup. It's actual maple. It's unbelievable. So come see my friends over there for that. Mm-hmm. We have the Olive Cap. They bring – balsamic vinegars, a variety of different flavors, as well as imported olive oil.
Mm.
One of my vendors brought a salad last week and forgot her salad dressing. And she's like, Heather, do you know anyone who sells salad dressing? And I said, I have an olive oil and vinegar guy right over there. I'll be right back. So we whipped up a salad dressing right there at Farmer's Market, and it was awesome. We used the Tuscan olive oil with a little bit of raspberry balsamic, and it was the best salad she ever had.
Wow, that's really great. I'm going to stop you right there because I got to take a break, but I do want to tell you that I'm going to be coming over again and dropping off some more tickets, but this time
sure.
the tickets are for Mystic Aquarium. I've got $6 off for adults and $4 off for children. General admission, and it's good till the end of December. So
oh
I've got
gosh,
a stack of
fantastic.
These, and I'll make sure that I see you. I was there last week and the week before, but last week I did talk to the woman from the Historical Society, and she is a delight. And her ornaments, her ornaments are reasonable, and I think it's 3 for $25, she was saying. So I told her
yep.
I'd come back. I didn't realize, but I picked up some corn and beans and all kinds of different vegetables, and we just thank you so much for putting this all together for us. And give a plug as to the hours and where we can find you.
So we are at O'Connell Field, adjacent in the field next to the entrance to Capron Park Zoo. We are there every Saturday from now until October 29th, from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. We strongly suggest you use the Bushy Street High School parking lot or Blue Pride Way, which is known as the Pit. We try to be very courteous to our zoo neighbors to make sure that they have plenty of parking. There is a pathway, so if you come in through Capron Park, there is a pathway to get into the Bushy Street parking lot. We're there. Come see us. Make sure you stop by the management tent. Say hi. We have water dishes for dogs and all sorts of things. So everybody's welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'll see you a little bit later on.
Sounds
because
good.
I'll drop off the tickets. And I always buy Emily's beautiful soup can flowers. They're exquisite. They're absolutely phenomenal. Yes. Yes. And
them.
The corn
so
is
happy.
In. You're right. It is a full market. I mean, everything is in season. It's peak season to come on down. So thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, Heather. Anytime. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye. Well, there goes Heather. She is just so phenomenally upbeat all the time, and the market is right in our backyard. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We do have to take a break, and on the flip side, Jim Corbin, our meteorologist, will be with us.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265.
We're playing a little bit of Beach Boys today and a bunch of other things to keep cool on this very, very hot day. Yesterday was just really oppressive, wasn't it? Oh, my God. And really, you know, make sure that you drink plenty of water and dress light. I'm in a sundress right now. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's just really, really hot. And if you need air conditioning and you don't have it, like some of us, like me, head to the malls, go to the movies, cool off at the beaches. You know, there's a bunch of different things that you can do. But also, too, if you have elderly folks, you know, grandparents and family and friends that really are health challenged, by that I mean if they have like asthma or if they have trouble breathing and stuff like that, please, please check on them today because, you know, it's just really tough. I'm going to read something before Jim Corbin calls in, but there's a fundraising event. I was at my favorite restaurant after the show. You know what, it's Mackey's in North Attleboro. And one of the guys came up to me and recognized me from the show we did there. He had wanted me to mention that McCoy Stadium today, the John Martin fundraising event is going to happen to support burn victims. This gentleman has just been really so unbelievable. So he wanted me to mention that at McCoy Stadium today, from 10 to 6 p.m., at McCoy Stadium, the John Martin fundraising event to support burn victims is happening. There's going to be a custom car show. There's going to be all kinds of raffle and games and food and lots of fun. And get this, it's a suggested donation. So pay what you can afford, but it's just going to be really a phenomenal time. And again, it's at McCoy Stadium, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's located on Columbus Ave in Pawtucket, right in our backyard. So you want to check that out. And also, too, the Farmer's Market, as Heather said, it starts at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can bet your life I'll be there today, too. And I will drop off tickets to them for the Mystic Aquarium, and that gives adults $6 off admission and also children $4 off admission. So it really does, you know, support our local vendors and certainly go up there and say hi to Heather and Emily and all those other wonderful vendors as well. So, speaking of great people, I think we have our Jim Corbin on the line to give us some good news, or not.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay. Boy, that trip story was amazing down in Virginia.
It was bad.
Now you look back and say, gee, maybe we should have all flown down instead of driven.
Yeah, hindsight is 20/20, as they say.
Or even a train or something, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know flying for some people can be kind of a hassle, too, just at the airports and stuff. But I think I told you this before, because you've been down there. The last time I was down, my brother and I were coming up from Florida, taking my mother, who had passed all the stuff, we were giving it away. But we drove up all the way from Florida up 95 in a truck. And we stopped in Maryland near my brother's wife's sister, just outside of Annapolis. I think I told you. And I'll tell you, the worst traffic through the entire trip was that beltway, going through just south of Washington and then coming up, you know, south of Washington, avoiding, obviously, the downtown area, going over the bridge and everything else. Just terrible traffic. So I'm not surprised. But I'm glad you had a good time, so.
We sure did. We sure did. Tell me something good. When are we going to get rid of this heat?
The good news is, well, there is good news. I know yesterday, of course, there was some strong thunderstorms. The worst of it was actually in Rhode Island, Scituate Foster area. Numerous trees were brought down. There was some isolated power outages due to some brief gusty winds. But The story really is the fact that we need, obviously, the rain with the drought conditions, and we will have chances of it. Of course, we did get some yesterday, not everyone. Matter of fact, here in Mansfield, only had 0.03 of an inch. We were right on the northern edge of the thunderstorm activity, but we do have another chance of some shower thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Now, obviously, again, not everyone will get it, but if it looks threatening to the west this afternoon or into this evening, you want to take cover. Same thing tomorrow. Now, today it's probably not going to be quite as hot as yesterday. The reason we've had a front that's draped almost right over us. Matter of fact, the temperatures on the East Coast, the Boston area, may not get out of the 70s today, but we're going to be generally upper 80s to near 90, unlike yesterday where it was about 95, but still certainly hot enough. Now, tomorrow we go back into the southwest wind and it'll be hotter. So tomorrow will be actually by a few degrees hotter than today. So we're looking at mid-90s, a feel-like temperature of 100, and once again, the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm. So, again, we bring this up about the rain. We need to fill up the reservoirs, if anything. We get these quick, heavy downpours, which are nice to cool it off, but it's really, most of it runs off. So it doesn't really help your lawn and garden all that much. A lot of it is running off because it's so intense. We'd rather have a nice, steady, light rain that lasts for a couple of days. We don't see that, but we'll take what we can get. Now, Monday looks like up near 90 again, somewhat less humidity, so it may not feel like 100, but probably around the low 90s on Monday. Right now, we're starting to key in on Wednesday of this upcoming week as being the day that could feature numerous rain showers. There'll be the front again stalled in the area, but we're going to be almost right over it, so it won't be as hot and a wetter situation the way it looks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a nice thought for you, Lane and Mike. Almost exactly 6 months to the day ago, you know what day it was, right? Putting on your early morning brains here.
Yeah, I know. Was it a hurricane event?
No, but I'm saying it because as hot as today or recently has been, it was bitterly cold, and it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake.
Remember Valentine's Day? We had like 10 below zero.
Yeah.
And in some places didn't get above 10 degrees during the daytime.
Right.
So there's a chilling thought for you. Exactly 6 months ago, just about to the day, maybe one day off, 6 months ago we were dealing with wind chills of 30 below, and here we are dealing with feel-like temperatures of 100. So a difference in temperature, the way it felt 6 months ago, of 130 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jim, I got a question. Is it hotter this year than it was last year?
You mean the year or just the summer?
The summer.
So far, yes.
So it's more...
Last summer was not that hot.
I was going to say.
I mean, we had a few hot days, but it is. But not by a major amount. But yes, you are correct in terms of the perception of that. It has been hot, especially the nights. We have not had really any... In the last 2 months, really, we have not had any extremely refreshing mornings. We've had one or two here and there, but it's been, up until the last 2 days, we never really got barely above 90. I mean, we had a lot of days in the upper 80s, which is hot enough, but up until the last couple of days, we haven't seen the mid-90s like we did yesterday.
Wow. Is there anything going on in the tropics that we should be aware of?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the good news. There's nothing going on. Now, the good news is that we don't have to worry about a hurricane hitting the United States or, dare I say, New England anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But the not-so-good news is, and I've talked about this before, we really could use some of the moisture from a tropical system. Many times in the past, I think we talked about this last week quickly, in the past, droughts this time of the year have been broken by a tropical system, not a direct hit necessarily, but by the moisture coming up from a weakened tropical system. And sometimes you get a couple of straight days with periods of rain, and there's some flooding here and there, but that would be a good thing. If we were to get, say, a remnant storm, a hurricane that used to be a hurricane, and then the moisture came up the coast and brought us some rain, that would actually be a good thing. But no, the long-winded version, no, there is no system out there at the moment in the Atlantic. There is a couple in the Pacific, but that's for them to worry about. The next named storm is would be Fiona.
Oh, Fiona. No. I have a friend named Fiona.
Do you? Oh, okay, yeah. I think it's an English name, I think, right? It's an English...
I'm not sure. She's from Australia, but...
Australia, yeah. Mm-hmm. Australia, England, that type of place, yeah. I say that because, you know, of course, the Atlantic Basin has all kinds of French names on the list. There's Spanish names on the list. Of course, there are Bob and John on the list. Well, Bob don't worry. Actually, the anniversary of this Friday, 25th anniversary of Hurricane Bob is coming up this Friday.
Wow, imagine that. My God, wow. So this week here, we're looking at hot and hazy still.
Hot and humid. Yeah, not quite as hot today as yesterday, but then back to about as hot tomorrow as it was yesterday.
Right.
If that makes sense. And then the big story next week could be a generous amount of rain around Tuesday night or Wednesday. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I hope you have some good plans of getting in and staying cool.
Yes, and anyone going over to the farmer's market, for the obvious reasons, you go early. You get the best of the bunch, and also you get to avoid the worst of the heat.
Exactly. Yeah, I plan on doing that after breakfast. I always like to head over there, and like I said, I have some Mystic Aquarium tickets I want to give Heather. I try to do that when I find, you know, packets of different things for families to do. I bring them over there and just drop them off to her.
Yeah, that's so nice of you doing that.
Well, no, I appreciate it. Part of the job here is, you know, out and about with Elaine, so I want other families to get out and about themselves.
Well, that is very good, and enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next weekend.
We sure will. Thanks a lot, Jim, for your report. Thank you. All right, so that is our weather forecast, hot and hazy and humid, and oh my goodness, sounds like a good day to stay indoors if you have AC, or get out and about if you don't. But also, too, I wanted to, we're up against a break, our last break, and then we've got a ton of things that are going on, music and, you know, all kinds of different things that are happening in the area. And, of course, you know, the fundraising event at McCoy Stadium, John Martin's fundraising event to support burn victims at McCoy Stadium today, 10 a.m. It starts till 6 p.m. It's right down in our backyard. Again, it's a great time to go early, like Jim said, and get out there, get out and about. And also the farmer's market starts at 9 o'clock from 9 to 1. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We hope that you'll call in after our break. We'll be right back.
She wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Ephesus, the Art of Altered Books will be exhibited from July 30th to November 6th at the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton. The exhibit will feature mixed media artists who carve, gouge, fold, collage, and manipulate books to transform the printed pages into a sculptural object. A partial list of exhibiting artists includes Longbin Chen, Andy Hayes, Wendy Wall, and Jacqueline Rush Lee. For more information, call the museum at 508-588-6000.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The 17th annual Rhode Island Dragon Boat Races and Taiwan Day Festival will be held on Saturday, September 3rd from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Festival Pier in Pawtucket. This action-packed event consists of Taiwan-style dragon boat races for professional and amateur teams, along with many cultural and artistic events, and the always popular Chinese dumpling eating contest and watermelon eating contest. Join the thousands who attend each year for great competition, fun and excitement, and to learn a little bit more about Chinese culture. Parking and shuttles will be available at Blackstone Valley Visitor Center, 175 Main Street, Pawtucket.
Oh, I love the Beach Boys. There's nothing more that says summer as listening to the Beach Boys and cruising around, right? Remember those days? Yeah, now it's cruising around with families in the back seat with car seats and... Anyway, I digress here. Anyway, welcome to Out and About with Elaine. You're listening to us, and we do have a lot to talk about in our last 10 minutes of the show. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Mass daily number, if you played the lottery, here's the numbers. Mass daily number is 4788. The Rhode Island daily number is 7175. Mass cash is 3, 6, 10, 20, 34. The Mega Millions is 4, 41, 44, 56, 69. The Mega Ball is 10. The Mega Plier is 4. So you want to check those numbers and see if you win anything. I have to tell you, there's three major events that are happening in Providence. I mean, there's a ton of them, actually. AES220 is having their Foo Fest on Empire Street. It's a 12-hour block party, and I went to that last year. I probably will try to go down there again. They have music, local food and drink vendors. It's very family-friendly. They have arts and crafts. They have all kinds of different things. There's a book fair that's giving out free books. It includes a mini market fair, a celebration of inventions and builders and designs. And it starts today from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. And it's just really a really fun time to go down there. Also, too, it's India Day in Rhode Island. On Smith Street, they're going to have many different things. There's going to be concerts playing. There's going to be ethnic food and folk and contemporary dancing, patriotic songs. There's going to be an India exhibit, and that starts tonight at 6:30 p.m., and it ends the grand finale with music and fun Sunday at 3 p.m. You want to check that out if you're out and about. And also, too, the last thing I want to say is the Waterfront Reggae Festival. Ooh-yah, man. It starts today from noon to 10 p.m., and that's at the India Point Park in Providence. There's going to be general admission tickets. Tickets are pretty expensive here, guys. It's $41 in advance and $51 at the door. But I think that if you walk down by Whiskey Republic and all of those other areas, you might be able to hear it for free. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so it's going to be quite the day in Providence, but also too out and about and around in our own area, too. I picked up the newspaper every day like I do, and there is one thing parents are really going to be excited about, and we have a new superintendent in Attleboro, David Sawyer, and school starts September 1st, so, you know, it's time to get those school supplies out and about and look for those good deals, and yes, I know Staples does have a fantastic sale. I'm glad that Heather had mentioned that, because you can go down there and get the crayons and coloring books and all kinds of different cases and pens and papers and notebooks and everything. I know my grandchildren have a list of things, of like 20 things they have to bring in their little pencil boxes. I remember pencil boxes. Those are pretty cool. Anyway, so that's some of the things that are happening. Music-wise, you know, the group Boston, they're fabulous. They're very upbeat. They have, listen, oh, God, I feel so old, 40th anniversary tour. They're going to be playing at Mohegan Sun August. Nope, it already happened. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. They had it on August 11th. I was looking at it, and I thought it was 17th, but nope, ain't going to happen. But you know who is going to be in town at the TD Garden is Barbara Streisand. Oh, my goodness. So she's going to be playing at 8 p.m. at the TD Garden on August 16th. Goo Goo Dolls also at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion in Boston on August 16th. Oh, one of my favorite artists ever. I wish I could see him, but I can't afford the tickets. It's Billy Joel is going to be at Fenway on August 18th. Oh, my God, what a phenomenal man. Blink 182, do you remember that? They're going to be playing at the Xfinity Center on August 19th. Zac Brown Band on the 20th and 21st. They're going to be playing at Fenway. And let's see. Oh, Pitbull is going to be at the TD Garden on August 12th. That already happened. Forget it. So anyway, Kenny Chesney is going to be here in town too on the 26th and 27th at Gillette Stadium. So Weird Al Yankovic is coming in September 14th at 7:30 p.m. A few weeks ago, Mike was calling up on the screen a bunch of different songs that he did parodies for, and my grandson Maxwell is a big fan of his, and every time he comes around, he always sees him. My daughter Kelly takes him to see him, and he's going to be playing in September at Province Performing Arts Center. So there's a lot of things going on, and I really do enjoy going to the farmer's market each Saturday. I make it a choice to go there. I mean, the wonderful fresh vegetables and food and everything, but I also feel we are helping our local farmers. I mean, think about it. When I was growing up, my dad had a vegetable garden, but I mean, to have a farm and to be sustained, you know, you need money for, you know, the soil and the seeds to grow these wonderful vegetables. And so I was talking to Mike during the break and everything. It sounds really great, Heather, if you're still listening or if you're out and about yourself, that we have so many new vendors that are here. And also, too, the Nettie Corn people, you know, they have that wonderful kettle corn is like, oh my God, it's my new addiction. And I hate to say that, but man, is it delicious. When you go there to the farmer's market, you'll meet your families and friends and neighbors. I met a coworker up there a few weeks back, and you never know who you're going to run into. Everyone has just been really great. It's a sense of community when you go there too. And you get a chance to have some of the best vegetables you will ever have. I know I'm going to be looking today for a farmer that has plum tomatoes, because what I do is I make spaghetti sauce from scratch, and the plum tomatoes come at a certain time. I'm not really sure if they're in season right now, or maybe they are, or just maybe another week or two, but I want to contact a local vendor there to see, you know, if I can pick up a bushel or not a bushel. Oh my God. I did it one year. I will never do that again, because it's just myself. And I give bags of sauce to my family, don't get me wrong, but to take and peel those tomatoes, oh my, my fingertips were like burnt, because you have to boil the tomatoes and you take the skin off and you put them in a blender and then you mash them up and you put them in a big pot and then you put garlic and all the spices in it and you cook that for hours and hours. He's looking at me like, what
are you? You're making me hungry, Elaine.
But what I'm saying is, like, there's nothing better than homemade things, you know, homemade sauces and homemade jellies and jams and things. And I'm going to look for that lady, like what she was saying about that, the specialty jellies and jams up there. I forgot. I did not see that person. I did go into many of the different vendors, but there were so many vendors. There's so many people. And it's just always a great experience. Go there, come out, you'll feel so much better knowing that you're helping local farmers. And also, too, it's a great deal. They may be a little bit more expensive than the stores, but let me tell you something, it is worth it. And there's nothing like actually seeing the farmer that actually grew your fresh vegetables. If you go to Stop and Shop, who grew those tomatoes or cucumbers or whatever? You don't know. But going up there, I meant to tell Heather, some of the vendors have like the best, I like the summer squash, and it is just so, so tender. So you can go from one vendor to the other. Like, you can get potatoes and onions in one vendor. You can get your carrots in another. You can get spinach. You can get basil. You can get all the spices that you need. I mean, can you tell that I'm really excited about the farmer's market? Yes, I am. And if you go today and stop over at their table, pick up as many tickets as you want for the Mystic Aquarium. Bringing these up at 9 o'clock when it starts. $6 off for an adult general admission and $4 off for children general admission. And I promise every time that I come across these things, I will definitely let you know and bring them up there. So I'm wrapping up the show shortly, but I just wanted to thank Mike and find out what your plans are. Mike, you have a new car.
You know, it's a new car to me, but it's not a new car.
Well, it is to you, that's right. Yeah. But it looks brand new.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we take very good care of it, you know, in this weather.
Yes, in this weather. Isn't it great to have AC, though?
Thank God, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I hear you.
It's a white car as opposed to the big black Buick I had that had no AC. Oh. And the windows didn't roll down.
I was just going to ask, well, wait a minute, you do have air because you could roll down the windows. But yeah, I know, I've been there, I've done that, and I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, it's been great fun having having this time with you all. I know that everybody tells me that you listen, and that's okay, too. You don't have to call in. It's all good. I appreciate you listening to our show Out and About with Elaine, and we want you to, we invite you back on Monday, where Dominic will be on from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., followed by Paul Healy at 9 a.m. to noon, and we are going to be back on Out and About with Elaine next Saturday from 7 to 8, and we have a special song for you all, and it's called Celebration, but it's by Kool and the Gang, and we certainly hope that you stay cool all day and all week, because it's going to be one heck of a time. So take care, everyone. I hope to see you at Farmers Market today, starting at 9, from 9 to 1. Take care, and thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be back next Saturday. Take it from here.